So how did we get to where we are today, folks, with the Capitol building turned into a crime scene by Trump rioters and domestic terrorists, with what, four dead now and scores of people injured, including the Capitol Police, many of them injured. So what we're seeing unfold is the result of a complicated, carefully orchestrated system of permission, basically, is what we're seeing. It starts most of the time, but not always, at the top with Donald Trump saying something baseless. We'll just say election fraud, which is the flavor of the day. It starts with something like that. And then it's reinforced by so-called legitimate entities. I'm talking about people like lawmakers, the media, respectable people and sources. At least they think, that's what their followers think, is that they're respectable. So it's all reinforced by them. The cycle repeats endlessly and feeds into itself and reinforces itself because the system has a real incentive built into it for the people that are spreading these lies. The media gets hordes of followers. They get the views. They get ad revenue from that. The lawmakers are assured that they're going to be reelected. So it's a system of permission that gives basis and credence to what the president says. It's reinforced by lawmakers in the media who then benefit. They get reelected. The media gets all of this ad revenue and they get a following. So the natural progression of this whole thing builds and builds and builds into what we saw yesterday when it crescendos. So that system of permission that we have right now, it's alive and well. Even last night, folks, into the evening after our Capitol was ransacked by Trump rioters, even then, Tucker Carlson gives the election fraud claims credence and support. So the system of permission is still grinding on. Have a listen to Tucker Carlson last night.
Wednesday. Why were any of them there today? We ought to think about that. If you want to fix it, you have to think about that. The only reason this country is rich and successful is because for hundreds of years we have enjoyed a stable political system. And the only reason that system is stable is because it's a democracy. It responds to voters. Democracy is our pressure relief valve. As long as people sincerely believe they can change things by voting, they stay calm. They don't storm the Bastille. They don't burst into the House chamber. They talk and they organize and they vote. But the opposite is also true. If people begin to believe that their democracy is fraudulent, if they conclude that voting is a charade, that the system is rigged and it's run in secret by a small group of powerful, dishonest people who are acting in their own interests, then God knows what could happen. Actually, we do know what could happen. It's happening right now. It's happened in countless other countries over countless centuries. And the cycle is always the same because human nature never changes. Listen.
And he went on to say that the only reason a democracy is successful is because people believe, they organize, and they vote, which is true. That part is true. Then he said, when people begin to believe their democracy is fraudulent, if they conclude the system is rigged, God knows what could happen. God knows what could happen, he says. And then he goes on to say, we see what could happen. The critical thing that he said there, folks, if they conclude the system is rigged, and Tucker, you are the problem. You are the problem. It's your message, baseless message, that reinforces that the system is rigged. See how that works? It's an endless loop that's reinforced by the media. It's the media permitting a baseless claim of fraud to persist. They're still doing what they do despite the Capitol building being ransacked, folks, because they benefit financially from it. They still do what they do despite some senators on the floor of the Senate last night that in their, basically senators obviously in their own party, who attempted to debunk the baseless election fraud claims, despite all of that, people like Tucker persist because they benefit financially. Listen to what Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, said on the floor of the Senate last night, folks. Have a listen.
Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that they didn't violate the Constitution of Wisconsin. I agree with the 3, but I accept the 4. If Al Gore can accept 5-4, he's not president. I can accept Wisconsin 4-3. Pennsylvania, it went to the Second Circuit. So much for all the judges being in Trump's pocket. They said, no, you're wrong. I accept the Pennsylvania Second Circuit that Trump's lawsuit wasn't right. Georgia, they said the Secretary of State took the law in his own hands. He changed the election laws unlawfully. A federal judge said, no, I accept the federal judge, even though I don't agree with it. Fraud. They say there's 66,000 people in Georgia under 18 voted. How many people believe that? I asked, give me 10. Hadn't had one. They said 8,000 felons in prison in Arizona voted. Give me 10. Hadn't gotten one. Does that say there's problems in every election? I don't buy this. Enough's enough. We got to end it. Vice President Pence.
So on one side, folks, you've got Tucker Carlson. He's got no proof over here. He's empty-handed. He has no substance other than the foggy mist of election fraud that he feeds into his media system. And then on the other side, you've got senators like Graham who are trying to debunk these lies. Senators in their own party trying to debunk these lies. And I don't always agree. More often than not, I disagree with Senator Lindsey Graham. But I have to hand it to him for taking a handle of the truth and throwing it right out in front for people like Tucker Carlson to see. This is the truth, he's telling them. It's a cry for help. He's telling them, stop feeding into the lies. And what we're witnessing here, folks, is the power of propaganda at work. It's been said before, you know, Nazi Germany successfully used the power of propaganda to turn law-abiding citizens against their government, against their neighbors. That's how this works. And our system of freedom in the U.S. has allowed, just by its very structure and nature, a system of permission to exist. But it takes reasonable people, common sense people, people that are willing to find the truth for it to work. You have to have that premise. When you're not dealing with truth and you're dealing with lies, you can thrive in a system where the freedom of speech is enshrined. You can thrive in that. But our founders had the expectation that freedom would be used largely by people who were sensible and had common sense and stuck to the truth. And you wouldn't have lies reinforced by people like Tucker Carlson fed out to the airwaves, where then people like Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh pick it up, gobble it up, because they too have a benefit in spreading these lies, because they get the followers, they get the listens, they get the views. So financially, they benefit. This whole thing, it's just reinforced by the media convincingly, by smart-looking people like Tucker Carlson, Mark Levin, smart, intelligent, Rush Limbaugh, smart, intelligent, convincingly smart and intelligent. It's reinforced by people like that. And simultaneously, folks, our lawmakers reinforce crazy theories which get drawn into this permission system endless loop. And to illustrate that, someone feeding basically crap into that permission system loop that's picked up by the media, I want to have you listen to Congressman Matt Gaetz yesterday on the House floor. Listen to what he had to say.
Some pretty compelling evidence from a facial recognition company showing that some of the people who breached the Capitol today were not Trump supporters. They were masquerading as Trump supporters and, in fact, were members of the violent terrorist group Antifa. Now, we should seek to build America up, not tear her down and destroy her.
So some pretty convincing, compelling evidence, he said, from a facial recognition company. Who? Where? No, you don't get those details. Nope. All you get is a crap lie from a congressman on the floor of the House. You don't get to know who that company was, where they are, who they are. No, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What matters is what he's saying. And what he's saying is a narrative that's totally fictitious. It's a lie. That the people that stormed were Antifa. That's a lie. It's baseless. But that's a permission system at work, folks. You feed crap in, the media picks it up, people see it. There's no pushback whatsoever. He's a congressman, after all, right? He's got to know what he's talking about. And look at QAnon. Look at QAnon, folks. Pedophiles and Satan worshipers, right? It all makes sense. As crazy as it is, it all makes sense to some people. People in the media give that crap permission to flourish. People like Alex Jones and InfoWars and others at the bottom feeders of the permission loop, the information, the system of permission, even the bottom feeders like Alex Jones and InfoWars pick that up and run with it because it reinforces their base, it creates views, and it creates money. No matter how crazy, how insane the theory, there's a media system of permission that's going to give credence to it. And the cycle just keeps going on and on. Until more people, folks, until we get more people like Romney, Graham, and others in the Republican Party that push back long enough and hard enough, until we get that, until we get media types like Tucker Carlson, with the endless loop of lies, until we get people stopping them in their tracks and saying, no, you're wrong, that's a lie. Until we get to that tipping point where we have more Republican people like Tom Cotton, Lindsey Graham, and others to speak truth to fiction, until we get to that tipping point, folks, where they discourage the liars like Getz and Tucker to sit down and shut up. Until we reach that tipping point where the system of permission that we've allowed to continue that feeds those lies is broken, until it's broken, I don't think we'll be able to fix what's broken in our democracy. Until then, the only thing that we have going for us is that the lead mouthpiece, Donald Trump, for one, he was silenced last night by Twitter. That was one thing that we had going for us. So that's one way that you break the loop. But isn't it crazy? Isn't it strange that the one thing that actually affected that loop last night, when we needed it the most, that endless system of permission, was Twitter. Twitter. Who would have thought that they would have been able to break the endless loop of lies that we've allowed to flourish under our system of freedom and democracy? Folks, we've got to do more to break that, but the one thing that will help that is the fact that obviously, Donald Trump is going to be relegated to the sidelines. So that will help break this system. But we need more people to step up and reinforce the truth. And until we get that, folks. So until next time, thank you for joining me.